Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
Woohoo! This is our first, us chatting minisode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week we had a collaboration minisode.
I know, that was nice that she sent us audio so we could post it on ours.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. That's what I like with collaborations.
I know.
Shoot, I should have sent these Ghost Girls ours.
I know.
Whoops. I've learned.
Yes. But yeah, you guys, so we are here chilling.
To celebrate
3 years.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's our birthday. It's Off Script's birthday.
Mm-hmm. It's quite insane.
Back on the 1st, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Our first episode released 3 years ago, August 1st.
It's insane.
I know.
It doesn't feel like it.
Not at all. And how many episodes have we done so far?
Too many.
Collaboration. Let me get the
actual collaborations.
Comparisons.
Collaborations, two.
Yeah, I've done two of those. Comparisons. Let me get that information for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll Be Gone in the Dark just was released, right?
Yes.
And that was our 80th comparison. I almost did it again. Comparison.
That's insane. Only 20 more to go until 100.
Woohoo! We got a big party planned for that.
Yeah, we do.
In our heads, we do.
In our heads, it's going to be great.
Yes. We'll see when the day comes. But how are you guys liking the season so far? Good first two episodes?
I hope.
I think so.
Actually, what's funny is one of the people who I thought wouldn't enjoy
our true crime stuff has commented on memes recently and has been like, oh, I'm excited for the true crime. I was like, oh, good.
Who?
Danny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Danny loves true crime.
I didn't know that.
Oh, gosh. She watches Unsolved Mysteries like every night. And
hell yeah.
And
I'm here for
Murder,
it.
She Wrote. And like,
oh, I love Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
She should watch Diagnosis Murder. It's one of my favorites. Oh. My grandma got me into that one.
Okay.
And Dick Van Dyke is in it.
Oh, I love him.
Mm-hmm. He's the man dude. He's the doctor who's basically a forensic dude.
Oh.
Who helps his son, who's a detective, figure out all the stuff.
Okay.
I used to make Steph and Katie play Diagnosis Murder with me.
Oh, wow.
How's that, kid?
Act out this TV show with me.
We're going to find murderers.
Oh, my gosh. But we also have Nee's wedding.
Yeah.
To chat about.
Yeah. Because that was on the 4th. Yeah, 4th.
Mm-hmm.
3rd and 4th.
Yeah, because it was a fancy wedding.
Yeah, because Nee is Vietnamese. And so they did a Vietnamese tea ceremony, which is super cool. And like,
yeah, what goes into that?
I knew it was a super intimate ceremony, but man, after this, I was like, oh shit, this is like, you almost feel like you're impeding on the family's time. And like, John got to go in, even he felt so bad because so he couldn't go outside. So let me start with this. So the first thing that happens is the groom and his groomsmen show up with his family and they all line up outside. Then the bridesmaids go out and line up across from the groomsmen. The groomsmen all have gifts to give to the bridesmaids.
Oh,
because, well, not for us. It's like back in the old days, it was to basically see if the groom could marry the bride.
Oh.
It was his dowry, essentially, to be like, I'm offering this and this and this. Do you accept me into your family?
Oh.
And so, like, we each got the gift and stuff. And so John wasn't allowed outside for that because it was supposed to just be groomsmen, bridesmaid, groom, groom's family, bride's family. Okay. Not even the bride.
Oh, wow.
Bride has to stay upstairs for a really long time.
Does she watch through the window?
No. Oh. She gets to sit up there. And she even said, she was like, I'll get to that later.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. So John was standing where Nee's mom had told him to stand, but he didn't realize where he was standing was like right next to the main table where everything was gonna like happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was also right next to one of their like shrines for ancestors.
Okay.
Which they have to go and pray to.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm in all of their videos. I'm in all of their pictures.
Oh, no.
But then I told Nee after, when we were getting ready for the American wedding, and she was like, oh, Brie, we love John. Like, he is a great addition into the friend group. He's so sweet. He's perfect for you. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so then I have to carry this tray into the house. And I'm so short. My pants and my owdie were too long. And I thought I was going to trip. And I was like, I'm going to make an ass of myself at this like super formal, super like
important.
Yeah. Thankfully, I didn't.
Good, good.
So then another tradition is after we do that and after the bride's parents have invited the groom's family into the house, the groomsmen are supposed to do stuff before they can see the bride.
Oh.
It's like games. This is the more modern aspect of the tea ceremonies. And so it like, Nee's brother just had a dance.
Okay.
Or do something like that. Well, Martina, Nee's maid of honor, like they had to play three games and they had a tiebreaker game.
Oh, wow.
These games were hilarious. And it also just showed, Ty is so close to all of his groomsmen. So the first game, they basically had to pass seaweed down the line of groomsmen with just their mouth.
Okay.
And they started with a huge piece of the seaweed. And then it went all the way down to like the littlest, tiniest thing. Like it once fell on someone's tongue. So they had to like
lick it off. Oh, no. Is this just the groomsmen playing? Or is
yes.
Okay.
The bridesmaids are sitting there watching, but the bride does not get to watch.
Oh,
bride's standing. We leave her door open so she can hear the commotion. But she said, she was like, I was confused. It was hot as heck upstairs. I was just sitting there in front of a fan going, what the hell's taking so long?
Oh.
So then the next game that she had them play was she blew up balloons. And so two groomsmen had to pop it with their heads.
They like headbang each other?
Basically, she's like sets it up and is like, when I tell you to pop, you pop. So first she puts it and makes sure they're face to face.
Oh, my gosh. Does that hurt?
No, they did it totally fine.
Okay.
They figured out because they're supposed to find a way to do it so that it doesn't hurt. Because she was like, this is testing. That one was testing his like, not compassion.
Oh, so Ty has to tell them how to do all this. So he.
No, no, no.
Oh,
it's just
the men. Just men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Martina told him like, this is testing your blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And like, this is why you're doing this. Then there was three groomsmen who had the balloon at their butt and they had to like bend forward to pop it. And then Ty and his best man had it at their crotch. So they just had to sit there and try and get it to pop. And then the last one was basically American Idol, where they had to sing songs together and then the bridesmaids judged and they had to get eights all across the board to pass.
Oh, wow.
The first two songs, they did not do good. I gave them sevens both times. I was like, guys.
You're Simon.
Yeah, that was bloody awful.
Really,
well, first they started with Call Me Maybe, and they started out great, and then halfway through, no one knew the lines. So they're just like, that's not okay.
That's the easiest part.
Yeah. Then the next one they did, they sang Happy Birthday, but Happy Wedding Day. It's like, okay, you all know the words to that, but no. I need something better than happy wedding
Were you
day.
The only one judging this hard?
No. Okay. No. There were a lot of people who were judging hard too. Okay, and good. I was like, good, it's not just me. But then for the final song, Ty knew how to do it. They sang the Jurassic Park theme song.
Does it even have words?
No. But they got into it. Some of the guys were acting like they were dinosaurs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they got all 10s from us.
Nice.
And then Martina was like, I'm going to go see if Nee is pleased with that. She's been listening, even though she had not been. She had been confused. And when they sang Happy Wedding Day, she was like, what the hell are they doing?
So she didn't know anything that was supposed to happen?
No.
Wow. No.
She was really sad. She said on the American Wedding Day that she was really sad because basically all the fun stuff happens when the bride's not there. And then once the bride gets there, it's a whole different feel. It like gets heavy. It gets emotional. So, yeah.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then, so Martina went upstairs and then came right back downstairs and was like, well, Nee wants you to do something else. And we found out because Nee was upstairs hot. And so she really thought about it, but she asked, she was like, what's the game? And Martina told her and she said, oh, Ty's doing that. It's like, so what the game was, it had to be Ty and his best man. And the best man had to tie a banana around his waist. And Ty had to eat the banana.
Yes.
It took him a minute. And he was like, oh, my God. And she's like, this one is showing us that you can drop your ego.
Had to do it, bride said.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So then it was really sweet. And then she came down. And then it was also really sweet because Ty is a crybaby. And like,
oh, so he got super emotional.
Second he saw just the top of her head, he was crying.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we were lined up outside, he like his dad started talking with Nee's mom and he started like, I could see he was fighting tears and I was like, oh. And then I'm such a crybaby that I just started crying every time he started crying.
Right.
So then they come down and I can't remember exactly what happens right then. I know Nee and Ty hugged, but I can't remember anything else that happened right there. But then they go to the ancestors' shrines to pray and ask for blessings on their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to the three shrines there. And then after that, the freaking maid of honor has a ton of work to do.
Really?
Because the maid of honor is the one carrying the tea. And then she's the one that serves the tea.
Yeah.
And so the bride and the groom sit on pillows in front of family members and offers them tea. And then the family gives them gifts. And so, like, first it starts with Ty's parents. And then it goes to Nia's family and it goes through all of her family.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It was really cool. But I realized very quickly. I was like, wow, this is, like, super intimate and super, like, because a lot of times when they were talking to each other with the tea, they were so quiet, like no one else could hear.
Right.
And so we're just standing there and you don't want to make a noise. So you're like,
yeah,
I'm here to be supportive.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that was cool.
That was really cool. I was glad that I was a part of it. And then that was honestly the wedding that I was more stressed out about.
Yeah.
And then the American wedding was super fun. I had to get there at 11 to start getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my hair done first because my hair is just a thick freaking mess. Yeah, so then I got ready, got my makeup done. Nee wanted, because I was her supervisor at one point. Oh, I didn't even talk about the gift she got me.
You haven't talked about the bachelorette party either.
Yeah, I'll talk about that after the wedding.
Okay.
Now that I'm already like
on a roll,
started the American wedding. So then, because I was Nee's supervisor, she told me, she was like, once you're done, I need you to go supervise the men. And I was like, okay, because they were in charge of decorating.
Yeah.
So she was like, you need to go make sure
they're doing it. Yeah.
I'm like, I got this. So then their guest book was a Triceratops skull.
So that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Ty is a huge Jurassic Park fan. He'll be on our Jurassic Park episode when we get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And John went to that. And then I walked down the aisle and I had to go really slow and it felt so awkward. I hate how slow you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I'm like, why? And then both Nee and Ty mentioned me in their vows.
Yeah.
Because forever ago now, 4 years? It was 2019. 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. 5 years ago, we went on a girls' trip, and at that point in time, she was with someone she was not happy with, and it was a venting trip about him, and then she mentioned Ty, and she just told me stories about them, and she told me that it felt very much like it was right person, wrong time, and I was like, from everything you're telling me, you need to reach out to him right now and get that relationship going, because that's who you need to marry. She was like, what? No. And then from that day on, I would just be like, so have you heard from Ty? Have you talked to Ty? What's going on? And then lo and behold, they got together and basically got married. Basically. And so Ty and his wedding, or in his wedding, because they had two separate weddings.
Right. One for Ty, one for Nee.
Yeah. In his vows, he got to the part where he was saying, a sweet angel told you that you would marry me or something like that. And he was like, and that sweet angel will remain unnamed. Then he stopped. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. It's a nice little nod. And like, I know that it's me. And then he was like, it's Brianna Daniel, Brianna Daniel. And then he like got out of the line and pointed right at me. And I was like, oh no, I'm a tomato right now. And then Nee, when it was her turn, she said something along the lines of like, and who would know that we would be here today getting married? Except for Brie. My bad, Brie.
So cute.
And she like turned back to me too. I was like, yeah, it was really sweet. And then, oh, we also walked down to the Jurassic Park theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And then their wedding cake was a chicken wing wedding cake that I didn't take a picture of.
I was going to say, what?
Yeah, yeah.
So the cake looked like a chicken wing, or the cake was made out of chicken wings?
No, it's just chicken wings. They got like a 3-tier like tray and put chicken wings on it.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. And then they got cupcakes too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Mama's Tortini's Gatorade.
Yes.
It was so good. Oh, also, they had an open bar. Mm-hmm. And so typically when I think open bar, I don't think they're going to pour heavy.
Mama's Tortini's does.
It was freaking insane. Mm-hmm. They had soju for people who know what soju is. Usually it's stuff that you just take little shots of. They gave out the whole bottle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's like 13% stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I asked for a rum and coke first because I didn't know about the soju getting handed out. And I was like rum and coke thinking, you know, it's gonna taste more like coke with some rum.
Mm-hmm.
No, it tasted like rum. I couldn't even taste the coke.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, freaking effed up tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, I got so messed up that John had to drive me home because we drove separately.
Mm-hmm.
Then we left my car at the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know. Mm-hmm. Right when you sent me the picture, I was like, oh, that's 1625. Because that's where I got married. And I was like, I recognize those bricks. And that's where I was introduced to Mama's Tortinis too.
Oh.
Because they have a select menu. Like you have to pick these three caterers.
Okay. That makes sense.
And so I picked
Mama's Tortinis. Mm-hmm. I was just thankful. I was like, yeah. And then during the cocktail hour,
mm-hmm.
they also serve stuff there. And they served this like teriyaki chicken that was bomb.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, also, John was so happy because there was so many leftovers and no one was going to take them.
What?
Mm-hmm. They were just going to get thrown away.
Oh, wow.
Because Nee and Ty had to drive.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so they didn't have room and everyone else was like, we don't really want food. And so guess you got to take it home.
He's got Mama's Tortinis for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He even took home, because during the cocktail hour, they also had like a cheese platter. And so he took home all the cheese that they
had. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, I also really liked they had disposable cameras on the tables. I can't wait to see what
those are. Yeah, it's like Friends. That's awesome.
Yeah. Except for we blew through ours so quick.
Really?
Yeah, we were so excited.
Like 24 things on there. Yeah. That's cool. You can still buy disposable cameras.
I know. I don't know where or how.
I know. Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So I think that's my story from the wedding.
That sounds fun.
It was a really good time. I had a good time.
I love weddings. You need to get married so I can go to a wedding, please. I have so much fun at weddings.
I feel like I want to go.
I do. But then you had a bachelor party.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd that go?
So you were.
It was super fun. It was a murder mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was the first lady.
Did you die? Did John die?
No. No.
Oh.
Nee did it very smart. She had, because it was everyone who was in the wedding. So Ty's side and her side and then all their significant others. She had someone from Ty's side died. And someone from her side did it. And she wanted to do that because then we would all have to intermingle with each other. Mm. But honestly, like, everyone was so easy to talk to. There was no, like, no one wanted to not talk to other people. We just, like, walk. I was so proud of John. I thought he was going to stick to me, like, glue and, like, follow me around or, like, not talk to people or go straight to the two friends that we have there.
Yeah.
He immediately, like, walked away from me and went somewhere else. I was like, oh, I guess you don't need me.
Well, because it's different than our Comic-Con one because we were all one person. So we all had to stick together. Mm-hmm. So that's cool that he would not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we should do this year?
Huh?
My friends do this for Halloween parties. They do murder mystery.
Well, yeah, because Mom wants to do one for her 50th, but Dad said no.
Huh.
So well,
then he's not invited.
Yeah.
I know. We'll do it.
Sweet.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, so
yeah,
you guys mingled. John went and mingled really easily.
Mm-hmm. I was really surprised. And the character Billigan died and the butler Theodore.
What was the theme?
It was 60s.
Okay.
60s themed. So I was Khaki O'Massey Fennedy.
The first lady.
Yes, I was. And I
did. The other Kennedy, was she there or he there too?
No, no, no. I went solo.
Oh.
Yeah, because he doesn't like me being a fashionista and wanting to start my own fashion line. And I was there because I was trying to like get people to give me money for it.
Oh, okay. So that was your plot line.
Uh-huh. Also, everyone, we all made this joke because part of my costume thing, I was supposed to have a box hat.
Uh-huh.
But the only hat I could find that I was like, yeah, I would wear that was this, like, it's a headband that was a small hat that had basically like the funeral covering over it.
Yeah.
So then everyone's like, oh, are you about to be going to a funeral anytime soon? Oh,
yes. Yes, you are.
And everyone thought I did it, though, because I was in cahoots with the butler who did it.
Mm.
Yeah. And so literally, like, we went around this circle and like 20 people were like, I think it's Khaki.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it was really hilarious because Ty was Boston Flowers, part of the CIA. And so then I kept like towards the end of the night, me wanted a shot, but like Ty kept like talking to people. And I was like, Ty, come on. You need to pour our shots. And he was like, yeah, go tell him he's your bitch because he's in the CIA and you run the CIA. So I walked over to him. I was like, Ty, you're my bitch. Get our shots.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then the funniest thing. So have I told you that Ty is colorblind?
No.
Ty is colorblind.
Okay.
And I forget this all the time, kind of like I do with David.
Yeah.
And his groomsmen for their present for him got him colorblind test socks. And like, that's what all the groomsmen wore to the wedding too.
So what is that?
You know, at the doctor's office, like, or the eye doctor's office,
yeah,
the, like, test where like you look at it and you're like, cool, I'm not colorblind.
No, there's a test.
What?
So it's just like, is it a bunch of different circles that are different colors?
It's like a huge circle that's got a bunch of dotted circles in it. And usually it's like numbers in the middle. And if you're colorblind, you can't see the number.
Oh.
Or like whatever the design is.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
So they got that on socks. and they wore them to the wedding and they got them for Ty.
Yes, that's awesome.
And then it was hilarious because John saw it and was like, Ty, how, what do you see when you see these? And right. He was like, thanks. And I was also curious.
That's so funny.
And then Neen got all of her bridesmaids very sweet gifts. She drew us all comics of one of her favorite memories of us. And her favorite memory with me is our Diablo nights that got our friendship started, where I would literally go at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon and be there until 3 or 4 in the morning.
Wow.
So she was very nice when she put only 6 hours later on our comic.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Mm-hmm. What a fun weekend.
It really was. It was long, exhausting. And I feel like after that weekend, I've still just been going, going, going.
Right.
And I think, honestly, our trip to Westport is probably the first time I'll ever be able to like stop and be like, okay.
And we will. We'll just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Sit on the beach.
Yep. Play Mansions of Madness.
Heck yes.
And hopefully beat a level.
Fingers crossed.
At least one.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll just have to do the mob one again now that we kind of sort of know. Isn't that cheating? We were one away.
We can do it. That's very much cheating. Well, I mean, I guess cheating? Not. Because I don't even remember really what we got to do.
Don't either, really.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
We will figure it out.
Yes. Well, that was fun. We'll post pictures today of.
Mm-hmm. Of the wedding.
Fun wedding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, that was a fun little. And you talked the whole time. I didn't have to talk. Woohoo.
Sorry, everyone.
No, I love it. Favorite episode.
You might love it, but they might not.
Nah. They're probably like, Allie, shut up. Put Brie on. I almost said the other girl. You don't talk enough. They don't know who you are. Oh my gosh. It's been a day, you guys.
Yeah, it has.
Okay.
All right.
That was fun.
Yeah. Catch us Monday for I'll Be Gone and Nope.
Coming out Monday. Alaska. Looking for Alaska.
Oh my god.
Technically Monday for us. Place.
Yeah, is. That's literally why I said that. I was like, okay, this Monday is I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you guys.
We are professional.
Yeah. Haven't you missed us?
See you later.
All right. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.